I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm as free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. It blinds me with love.
Michael, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, we're here in the room where Jimmy and I sat January 24th, 25th? I don't know, I guess January 25th. January 25th, 2012. And we were sitting in these seats. As far as I know, I was there, Jimmy was here. And we came up here because we wanted to invent a podcast. And the name I had suggested downstairs and went up was Blocking the Sink. And we got up here and I sat down to make the Podomatic account, the Twitter, and the album artwork. And I said, you know what? We should give it a working title.
Invite other rich people to play hide and seek at their houses. Actually, hide
and seek. Today.
And I see the room is.
Look at John Elsher's profile picture. Look, it says the date. Look, we set up the Twitter. Look, we set up the Twitter on. Anyway, we came up here and I set up the Twitter, and on that very computer. There's chaos in here today. But on that very computer, I made the. Made the original album artwork with Jimmy's face and my face side by side in that weird font at the top. His logo is hilarious. I like it. I like the logo. It's
the video with the car.
Oh, the video with the car is horrible, but that the logo is nice. But anyway, Kevin's such the kind of person who'd make his own logo, actually. Sort of like me.
Yeah. Alright, let me mute this first, because I don't want to go up there.
Look at my sexy...
What?
Buy my car.
Oh, yeah.
My life.
reviews does it have? 79.
Oh god.
It's worse than Stitcher and Horror Girls combined. Anyway, so I made the artwork on that computer on January 25th, 2012, which was how many days ago was that? How many days was it since January 25th, 2012?
No idea.
Is there any way of figuring it out easily?
What a picture. Staring into a distant future. See it.
Oh, he's shutting me down.
Here we go.
Why is he shutting us down?
Because I had a picture of myself on the computer.
Yeah, what's that?
Hey.
It's going to shut you down.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, I forgot to mute it. There we go. Okay. Oh, no, I have to go back to
it. Doesn't matter. He'll shut us down anyway.
Yeah. It didn't work for me.
So, yeah, this is the birthplace of the Jimmy and Luke Show. We've never recorded an episode in this room before. We did record an episode in the other computer room. 2 days ago, two years ago to this day, was an episode called Yearbook.
Holy crap.
Hosted by you and I. Well, partially. The first half is Jimmy and I. And then you and I.
That was when we went to print, wasn't it?
That was the last day, yeah. Do I have it here?
That was the Friday.
Yes, I think so, yes. That was on May 14th. May 13th or May 14th, 2014. And, yeah, wow.
Yeah, I remember it because I was very happy that day.
That was the first time I ever tried recording it on this. That was the week I got this phone. And I recorded it on this, and it was like the app, the first audio app I downloaded. And the quality of the audio was so bad. So Yearbook is like one of the three worst quality episodes we've ever done of the JL Show. The worst quality episode being the episode We Broke This One, which is like completely distorted, like because we broke this one.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's Timberlake. Timberlake, who else is in that song again? Snoop Dogg and
Charlie. Did you hear the new Stone Roses song?
Yeah.
It's okay.
The lyrics are a bit.
The lyrics are really bad. Like really bad. What was it, like, throw your hands up in the air, or we'll all hold hands together. Yeah,
one for all.
Yeah.
All for one for all. Together we'll build a wall.
Yeah. And then it was like we'll stand in a circle and hold hands.
They're a band from like 90s England.
I know Guns N' Roses.
No, they're not like Guns N' Roses.
But the guitar is hard.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Jake said it's just like a really safe option.
The guitar is less.
It's all for one, is it?
One for all. I don't know which one it is. You know, the orange, it's all for one, yeah.
Wait, right now? Okay, so, hi, James. We're here to discuss your GeoGuessr career.
The
What's it like being a pro gamer?
Being a pro gamer is tough. People don't understand the amount of effort I put into my quality of videos.
I see.
Like, for like a 4 minute video, it could take up to 8 hours to make.
8 hours?
Yeah, like I'm playing all day, every day. I'm on the grind, you know, the YouTube grind.
You're putting in work.
But I better start talking about GeoGuessr, I guess, because that's what the fans are here for.
You know what they want? You know how to give it to them.
So GeoGuessr is essentially a game. So GeoGuessr is essentially a game where you're put into anywhere in the world, apart from North Korea, I believe.
Yeah, North Korea is off limits.
I believe some parts of Russia.
Also Antarctica.
Antarctica, yeah. And essentially, you just have to guess where you are in the world, and you get points based on your guess.
Ah, okay.
So, I know most of you know this because I've got a loyal fan base.
You are world famous.
Yes, but for those that understand,
and
those who don't understand and would like to be part of the Bro Army, or the More Army, I like to call it.
Yes, of course.
Then, yeah, GeoGuessr is a good game. I suggest look it up. Buy my t-shirts at geoguessr.com/more. Any other questions, Jeff?
Wondering, what are the other people that play GeoGuessr like? Is there much competition? Are you all friendly? Or, you know,
to be honest,
it's business, dog eat dog.
It's a pretty toxic community. Because
I wouldn't guess from the nature of the game.
I know, it's a very, like, calm, kind of sensual game.
Yeah.
But,
maybe spiritual.
Yeah. Like, I use it to relax. Whereas other people, see, nobody's ever gotten to the pinnacle of 15,000 points in one round. Because you get 5,000 points as maximum for one guess. And nobody's ever gotten that. People have gotten very close. One guy once got 14,999.
I can understand how that would...
That's where the toxic community comes in, you know?
That would ruffle my feathers.
That is
a feather
ruffling. I put it by myself. And I...
Oh,
you know,
I just found fat my barbecue.
Excuse me.
This is an interview here.
In the middle of an interview.
Thanks very much. So,
just keep it down.
So the toxic community comes from the rivalry that people, like, it used to be supportive, but then once money got involved, I started making money. What's his name? Jake Skills Tiernan. He started making money too.
JST. I've heard of him.
He's a great YouTuber, but he's a bit toxic for my liking.
Okay, absolutely.
And essentially, once we both made our first million, the competition got too much.
Skyrocketed.
And, you know, when he bought his Ferrari, I bought my Lamborghini.
And it escalated.
But I worked hard for this, so I just want you to know that. If you work hard, your dreams will come true.
Well, I think there's no better note to end the interview than that.
It's a great message. Join the Moore Army and buy my t-shirts.
Nice t-shirts. Much
and
nice.
Peace.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm back in guidance. And, you know, last week we had a little get together with James, an accomplished geoguesser. We're famous buying Lamborghinis every weekend. But in that interview, we also mentioned Jake Skills Tiernan, and guess who's by my side tonight? Jake Skills Tiernan. Let's see what he has to say. So, Jake, hi.
Hello.
You know, you don't really need an introduction, but you're gonna get one. You play geoguessing.
I wouldn't say I play geoguesser. I'd say more geoguesser plays me.
That's an interesting perspective.
The game has become ingrained within my body and soul.
Interesting. Okay. What's that like? Can you function away from the guesser? Or?
I'm constantly trying to guess where I am at all times.
Okay.
And I carry a map everywhere, so I really know. I'm basically just striving for greatness right now, trying to become the best geoguesser of all time.
It seems you're not the only geoguesser. As I said in the introduction, last week I spoke to James.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Got a little bit of rivalry going on.
Yeah, I've heard. Toxic, some
might say. Basically, he's punk.
Please, keep it PG. You know this has to go out to families, not past 9 o'clock.
You know, I think he just let the fan go to his head a little bit. But it's okay. Basically, geoguesser, you know, he's been around a long time.
Yes, it has.
Humble beginnings, Christopher Columbus. He's actually one of the worst geoguesser players ever. He thought he was in India. He was actually in North America, so he was really bad at that game.
Yeah, he was weak.
But
he still
seems he's one of the founders. But he got that low first round score with America. I mean, India and America.
As I've heard, the first round is vital if you want to reach the holy grail of 15,000.
Exactly.
First, you know,
confidence as well, mentally. But I find geoguesser is war out there. It's not a game.
Jake, we know we're running out of time here, so I'm going to have to ask you to stop where you're going there, and just, you know, a final message you give to your fans, to no fans, you know.
Well, I have no fans because it's geoguesser, but I'd just like to give a shout out to my boy Mort.
Okay.
He's keeping it real in the studio right now.
Up to something, I guess.
He's up to something. He's always up to something.
Well, with Mort on our minds, we shall leave it there. What is James doing here?
I respond to claims that Jake Skills Tiernan has called me a punk. Now, okay, Jake Skills Tiernan, 1v1 me, geoguesser, tonight. Winner takes off.
We're going to end it there, guys. Guys, this has gone out of hand. I'm going to get back to my producer.
No.
Callum McLaren joins us now, making his final appearance on the JL show.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm eating food. Anyway, let's just jump back to what we were talking about.
You were talking about your love of Joe Rogan and his podcast.
I was talking about my love of podcasts in general. I think we should, if you would say, you know, oh, cringe, but, you know, Desert Island, three podcasts forever.
Okay.
Go.
Me?
Three ever. No. I'll put it this way. You will get the updated weekly podcast or whatever. You will get the updates and new ones. Okay. Forever. Three.
For these three. Well, see, like, most of my favorite podcasts are finished, like, so... There are things that I listen to. Things that I listen to for years. Well, either things that I listen to in retrospect after they'd ended, where I downloaded like a batch.
What, like Gervais or?
Like obscure things like Smart Mouths, Hype After Dark. Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish, fantastic.
Well, if you're on an island, surely you want to hear, like, you know,
what's going on,
updates on the world. So. I think realistically the best thing for that, and in terms of hours, Rogan has to be up there, just in terms of you get like 3 hours a week. And I think that needs to be there.
Yeah.
God.
Well, first podcast I ever listened to back in 2006, and the only podcast I listened to for about 5 years was MuggleCast, the Harry Potter podcast.
Oh my God.
I have to put that on the list. I went to London.
No.
When I was 11, I went to London to attend a live podcast. Like the hosts are all from the States, but they came over to London to do like a midnight podcast when a spin-off book came out. And I went over and I met them and I attended it, and it was the best day of my life.
The book?
What?
I think I read that book. Is it that spin-off thing that Rowling did?
The Tales of Beedle the Bard. It came out
That was a while ago.
It was fairy tales, like it was 8 years ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I read that. I have that somewhere.
It's poor, but it was a fun time. But I mean, the people who do that podcast have done a few other like political ones, which have been decent. So, you know, those people have impacted my interest in podcasting. I mean, because I bought an iPod Shuffle, and the first thing I downloaded was a bunch of Harry Potter shit, because I was a child. What else was I interested in?
Yeah, hold on. My iPod Shuffle is sitting next to me, and it's bricked, and I have no idea how to fix it. I don't feel like it charges.
Mine's broken too. Mine is too.
How do you, like, I have the charger plugged into it right now, and it just doesn't charge.
Oh, same thing for me. They had a warranty of, like, 8 years, and mine went after nine, so I was happy.
Oh no, I've had this little thing for like five, maybe four.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. No, my one, like, it was working fine, but you see, does your one have a screen or anything? No,
it's a shitty shuffle, not even a nice
like
one.
Just a little rectangle with the big scroll wheel on the front.
Yeah, it costs €30.
Yeah. My one would cost me $20. Back when I got it, like there were no touches yet, so it cost $70, $75, which is really expensive, but something.
Oh my God.
Basically a radio, like it's got no real value, but anyway.
I loved it.
It was fantastic. I have a Shuffle, I have an iPod Nano, like that's a square with a tiny screen.
It's one of those. No, I love that. No, see, I had a Touch,
mm-hmm.
and I had a Touch, and then I got it. I decided to get the Shuffle because I went through this weird phase of like wanting.
Stripping down.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted like, even now I have the shittest phone you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. It's just I hate it, but there's a lot less pressure carrying that around when it costs like €70 to replace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, I got that. I bricked my my iPod Touch. It was a nice thing. I bricked it, couldn't fix it, smashed it with a hammer a lot, threw it out the window. Yeah, so that's buried somewhere in my garden. Anyway,
but I have an iPod Classic, which is 180 gigs, and I got it in 2009, and I still use it every day.
That's worth it, you know. That's worth something.
I use it more
They're in a resurgence now in terms of price. If you look up, because Apple doesn't sell them, obviously.
Yeah, they're not producing them. Yeah.
But I love using it. I use it a lot more than I use my phone. It's fantastic. I've got so much stuff on it. But then I wiped it about a year and a half ago. It plugged into the computer and it said you force restore. So I lost 4,500 songs. The first 35 episodes of this podcast were gone, which is annoying. There's no complete collection. Well, I have a few of them. I have the first five, but most of the others are gone, which is frustrating.
Very irritating. Fault's on you, for not backing up.
I had all six seasons of Community on there, and I kind of went back and watched them when I got depressed. I carried around my iPod Classic, and it was like, oh, just pick a random episode of Community. This will restore my... This will restore my love for humanity. And they were all wiped, so that was really a bummer. So it was...
you couldn't do it again,
Yeah.
Just put it back on.
Yeah, I could. It was so much effort. But
the screen is so small to be watching that.
I know. I've watched stuff on it for years. I watched all of Community on that. I watched all of Breaking Bad on that. I've actually watched most of the TV shows that I love. I've watched a significant portion of on that iPod. Watched all of Parks and Rec on it. And
I used to watch Breaking Bad. I used to stream that on Netflix on my phone every day, walking.
Oh shit.
Yeah, from school, because I finished it, 20 to 4.
Yeah,
I couldn't till I got home to watch it.
Oh wow!
I don't that spoiler shit. I was like on it. I was like watching it like within an hour of it coming out. I just needed it. Anyway, I was gonna ask. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do. I haven't seen this week's. Wait, do you?
Spoilers. Oh, I have a whole theory, and people are disagreeing with me. I have a whole theory.
I didn't think you watched this.
I started when it was on season 4, I think, the end of season 4.
I remember this time last year saying in the group chat, Game of Thrones is back. Are y'all excited? I'm pretty certain everyone there was like, oh, you're fucking gay, Lucien, but I don't know.
Yeah, fair. You used to tell me.
I'll be honest, I don't enjoy Game of Thrones.
You watch it for cultural significance, yeah?
Yes, exactly. I watch it because I think it's important to be part of the conversation on something that so many people watch and enjoy. However, I do not think it's a great work of television, and I would not recommend it to people who are not already invested in it.
I am very invested in it now. I like it a lot. It's not so much it's just that it's such a part of my life, because yeah. I put the hours you have to put in. Insane. And I
Joe Rogan like, podcast, check it out.
Yo, Rogan podcast all day.
We were talking about
what are you saying about me boys?
We were talking about Joe Rogan.
Why? What are you saying about him? Hey.
Because you didn't tell me Callum's a big Joe Rogan fan.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I've listened to every single episode. And I'm not exaggerating. I think I've like 10 missing from 400 to 500.
No!
Yeah.
You're lying.
I've been listening to that. That's what I listen to when I have my earphones in.
Why haven't we talked about this? This is a backflame all over again.
What?
I don't believe that you actually watch it, though. I believe you don't have attention span. Who's the best guest? Who's the most recurring guest?
Isn't Naked, was it on the Joe Rogan Experience?
Brian Cannon and Brendan Shaw, bitch.
No. Brendan Shaw does not appear more than Duncan Trussell.
Duncan Trussell, I said it!
Idiot!
Duncan Trussell, I said it!
After me. Duncan Trussell hosted another podcast.
Duncan Trussell's a funny dude.
What would the podcast be about, the Duncan Trussell host?
What?
You don't even fucking know. Do you know who was great, actually? Who was great the last day? I listened to a recent one.
Those fucking
Action Bronson guys. Action Bronson. Action Bronson.
Didn't watch it, bitch.
Oh god.
It's great. He's a big fat ginger rapper.
Ew.
Yeah, and he's a chef as well.
Did you watch the one with Did you watch the one with Steve-O?
Yeah, of course. I love that one.
So funny.
I don't actually watch it, I listen to it.
Lucien, you know Steve-O, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
You know Steve-O is here.
Well, anyway, he's in Jackass. He was in Jackass.
Why would I watch that? Why would I watch something like that? Oh, look, show him your tattoo. It's beautiful.
No!
See that? Kind of goes to this.
Hey, yeah. Can't believe you watched that. That's so weird.
I listen.
You like Brian Connolly?
I honestly, I mean, that's where I get all my fucking opinions from. To be fully honest.
Oh no! Okay, like he's joking. He's joking. Don't worry, listen.
Because that's I don't like him.
You sound like a certain person I'm looking to name. Joe Rogan podcast. Check it out. Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Dude, I wish they didn't. Yeah, I wish they did that every episode.
No, sometimes they go. Or sometimes they go. Hello, freak bitches.
Hello, motherfuckers. I love it.
All right, that's all. We have time for. Bye, fuckers. See you tomorrow.
That's all I have. Like. That's where I get all my MMA knowledge from. No, serious, it is. That, like, I don't have a lot of knowledge, but that's where I get all of my
never
information.
Never heard you
on.
Talk about it ever. Do you like what's his name, Brian Callum?
Yeah. He's like Rogan gone a different way. He's like Rogan gone a different way. You know,
I'm just
what
like
I hate
taller
is
and not. Joe Rogan's head is so fucking fat, thick neck.
Sharper. The guy from Fighter and the Kid, Brian Callen's co-host. Wow. He's a prick. I don't like him.
Yeah, Brendan, yeah. Anyway. I know who he is like.
Anyway.
You said it's weird that
I didn't tell you about this, but there's no way that I go around telling people. Maybe you do, but I don't tell people what podcasts I listen to.
But I never shut up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, only the last
shut
three
up,
weeks.
Hmm?
No,
how long have you been listening to it?
Yeah.
Realistically, I've been listening to it for like years.
Oh, no, not that long. Jesus. No, you haven't.
I very much
have. You've been
listening
to it since I started spamming you pictures on.
Fuck off. I listened to it during all of my work experience in TY. I did.
Look it up.
Are you going tomorrow?
No, maybe like 4 months. No, maybe like 3 months.
Are you going tomorrow, Kaden?
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to give me a lift?
Yeah, maybe. Are you going though?
Yeah.
Are you bringing Tyler?
What happened to this guy, huh? Come on, dude.
I'm not speaking.
I'm hanging up. See you later. What?
Anyway, Lucien.
Yeah.
10 days. 10 days you can get out like this.
It's a bad podcast.
Hmm?
Oh!
Yes,
Jordan Podcast, check it out!
Shut up.
I'm going to host
the topic. Change the topic.
Is this being recorded for the JL show?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's terrible material.
Yeah.
Just us calling on Joe Rogan. Yeah, it's such a good podcast. This scene doesn't like it. He thinks he's too much.
What?
He's fucking funny.
No.
Oh no, that's Michael that said that, sorry.
Yeah, it's Michael.
He's the best comedians I've ever heard.
Do you think Joe
he's not he's very unfunny.
Do you know Eddie Bravo?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, his stand-up is fucking god awful.
Yeah.
Stand-up is terrible. But he's funny, he's a funny guy though.
He's funny off the cuff in a conversation.
I wonder is Brian Callen's stand-up any good? I've never like seen it.
Does he do stand-up? I haven't listened.
Yeah, that's his like thing. That's why
I really only
where
know
he's at. He's in The Hangover.
Dr. Rhonda Patrick is good.
Who? No, do you know Eddie Bravo?
Yeah. Anyway, here, let's change the topic.
Theories. Yeah, please. So, guys, I wanted to talk about the delegate affirmative action.
Oh, I have very strong opinions about the delegate affirmative action.
Yeah, well, basically, well, you know, the conspiring justice system.
Yes, the conspiring conservative justice, yes.
It really needs to downgrade its economy because, I mean, the stocks are high in Wall Street and
the supreme bills are losing you know midterm delegate action.
Mid-interval values are like
mid-interval values, exactly
the equilateral of equilibrium.
Oh, seriously. What do you think about Cruz?
Oh, no, Colin's already into politics here.
A bit ignorant. Daily Mail reader. Yeah.
Fucking ignorant bastard refusing to fucking. Get it, because you get it, because it's me.
Such a whinger who likes to complain about Irish water and doesn't even go out and vote. Unbelievable.
Trump is going to be the next president.
Yeah, but Lucien, you're exactly that, but you just do vote.
Yeah. So I'm a member of a functioning democracy.
Lucien, what's wrong with Irish water?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Irish water. Well, there is a few things, but not, you know.
Oh, no, we've been paying for it for years. It's just changed.
There should be public payment for water. The public should be paying for water to conserve it, but...
Public payment service? These are words I do not know. Please change the subject.
There should be a constitutional amendment that the water supply is the property of the public and cannot be made, cannot be privatized, and the company should be in some way dismantled, but, you know. The charges.
They pretend we're.
Oh, it's not privatized, though. What do you mean? It's not privatized, though, so what are you saying?
But it could be, and I don't trust Fine Gael not to privatize it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So if it's just. If they'll give assurance of that by having a referendum on it and putting it into the Constitution that the water is in public ownership, then I don't have as much of a problem. I don't have any problem with it.
It's not because we have been paying for it forever. It's just been under a different services thing, you know?
Exactly.
It's not changed.
There's no doubt there.
But they just... It's a giant PR fuck-up that they just made people feel like they were paying extra. And,
they really need to find their P's and Q's.
Oh!
Okay, will you...
I have to show you my my craftwork exam.
Yeah, and we did it on Thursday. Callum doesn't think we did it last Thursday.
Yeah, we did it last Thursday.
I did it this week. How do you have it? It's not sent away.
That's what I told Lucien.
We got to keep the like second and third preferences.
So look how brooding and deep I am.
Killian.
I just love art.
Killian didn't get to keep his. I did a couple of
breakthroughs. I didn't get to keep it because I only did one. I did clay.
Yeah, and I'm saying I did like five. So here you go. Here it is.
Oh, sorry, it's Lino, was it?
Yeah. Keep in mind that
I'm a Struder.
I'm a D student.
No, that's
that looks
clay.
Very good.
That's clay.
It's good like, by my standards.
Well, you're a D practical student, and that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm like a BR history student and a D practical student, and this is like C practical work, I think. Not that bad.
Nah, you're an A art history student.
No, I'm not.
Modesty is pathetic.
Yeah.
Listen,
but I don't get any art history.
Architecture. You don't have to study anything else other than like Newgrange. That's it. Pretty easy. Anyway.
Silence. Do you have that soundbite thing?
I have it. Yeah, I do. I think.
No, art history is easy if you're willing to like. Look at a book once a week.
I'm eating takeout, Killian.
What?
I'm eating Chinese.
Don't know what you're saying, buddy.
No, I can't hear what you're saying.
You're getting up! You're hot!
For your music practical.
Yay!
tell us what you
I'm also excited to... I'm not going to say that. I'll go to prison. I can't say that stuff anymore.
So tell me, what have you been playing for your music practical?
I'm not telling you.
Yo!
That's my favorite song! the room imploded with silence as Piotr Sekula enters.
Silence.
I should cut that out, actually. Oh, brilliant.
What, me being a pedophile?
No, silence.
That's what I meant, like, you make a little sound.
Yeah, cool.
Do a screenshot on it. It's gone somewhere. Mom?
Is anyone else joining?
Mom?
Doesn't look like it.
Did you say me go in with Callum? Okay, we'll fucking run down the stairs. Yeah, he's up me. If he's
able.
Okay. Silence. With this pen. Listen.
Yeah.
What movie is this? That is our rice. You are not going to eat that rice. That is our rice.
No. Pardon?
Christian Bale movie. What is it?
Movie.
That is our rice. You are not going to eat that rice. That is our rice.
The Fighter?
No. He's in like some. Carlos.
What else is Christian Bale in? Like
it's a very sandy scene.
A very sandy scene. Christian Bale movie.
Sandy. And they're sitting around the table with like, those little like poor fuckers that are all starving, and then they have a little ration of rice. And he's like, and the guy starts like, stabbing the.
Christian Bale.
Mom.
Christian Bale.
What?
Shut up, bitch.
I can't
believe you listen to that.
Christian Bale.
Check it out.
I listen to it more than you can. Shut up.
No, I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, well, I'm better at kicking than you, so fuck you.
What's the film?
And I'm faster. I don't know the name of it. Sorry.
You don't know the name of it? Oh.
No, I just remember.
I'm going to check.
Just type in Christian Bale, that is our rice.
What?
Excuse me?
Killian. Shut up.
What's it? What do you know? Fuck you, bitch. Block Ferry, by you. You live out in the middle of nowhere like a fool. Mocking people's location.
Will we throw him out?
What?
No.
What do you want? Give me some crown shit.
Callum, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, it's anarchy.
Yeah, well, he's been removed, so.
Oh, great.
We can wrap just up properly and professionally now.
Chatting shit in the chat.
Hmm. I just saw it.
Okay. So, I think in terms of closure, let's just have a concrete end to the question I posed at the start.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Not my Twitter friend, Ian McLaren.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet him a link to this episode.
Oh my God. Please don't do that.
I have shame.
That would make me sad. Anyway. give me the answer to the three podcast question.
I don't know. I don't know. Too difficult. Like,
okay. Now I will put give you another question that I've been circulating this week. I've asked a few of my friends, and nobody can give me a concrete answer. It's stumping everyone, right?
Yeah.
It's a would you rather. I know, awful. Yeah. Okay, now. Fuck a dead person who's 2 days dead, or fail the Leaving Cert.
fail the Leaving Cert.
Oh, the fail is repeat the year.
Yeah, that's not a big problem.
You would do that. You would actually do that.
I'd do it rather than the other option. Yeah, I would.
2 days. You know, there's no bloating.
No.
Now, anyone who's chosen that option, I posed them this. I said, you get a full scholarship to wherever you want to do, and you get a house if you do it.
You get a house. Oh.
House.
That's, yeah, that changes things. Is it a nice house, though?
No, we're talking, you know, we're talking 3-bedroom, 2 stories, you know?
Yeah, okay. But is it in, like...
Location is your choosing.
Oh, my choosing, oh, okay.
You're choosing city, it's not going to be in the middle of the city, just you're choosing of, like, general place, you know, mm-hmm, not mm-hmm. the city, perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go on. You do it. You would.
That changes things completely. That would make the other option far more appealing.
Well, so can I get a soundbite? Can you say it?
No.
What are you agreeing to? I've forgotten.
Know, I'm. It's a tough choice, you know. Yes.
Now, did you actually keep up with the? It's making me very happy that it looks like Trump's going to win.
It's not making
as a nomination.
It's not making me happy, but I'm not exactly upset about it. I think it's you know, I'm glad to be.
You know, I hate when they, you know, comedians are going to love this.
Mm.
It's low-hanging fruit. It's not funny, you know? Yeah. It's very difficult to hear a good Donald Trump. Anyway, he's the nominee, right? And if you put him up against someone as corrupt and ridiculous as Hillary Clinton, and if you also take into account that the cycle, 8 years Democrat, 8 year Republican, has never, ever been broken, I think it seems likely.
Well, I think the main thing is that I think that he's going to cash in if there's a terrorist attack domestically between now and November, particularly the last 2 months. He's going to just jump on that for protection, security, things that she isn't, even though she actually is pretty good on security, but things that she doesn't look as strong on to the stupid, and that he'll use that to make a final push over and get it. Like, but if,
well, you know what irritates me? Doesn't bring up the fact that she was anti equal marriage like 10 years ago. She was against it.
Exactly.
And you know that he did for the soundbite. He said, you know, we don't care about the damn emails.
Yeah.
On that debate.
Yeah.
God, he missed something with that.
Because
that's you know.
I don't know. Like the things I dislike about her mostly are just her like. Her attitudes to the military and to Gitmo torture and to just general things where I think she's very, in terms of security, in terms of defense, she's very Republican on that, Republican leaning on that. And
what did she say about torture?
Pacifist like Bernie. No, but she's never made any effort to help Obama in closing down Guantanamo, and she's never said anything. About, I don't think she's ever spoken against waterboarding. Like, I don't think she has. She's just been kind of neutral at best.
She's never spoken out against Obama. Like, I remember listening to them speak, and she's burning Sanders. She's saying, you know, you said this about the president in 19, whatever, you said this about Obama, you know? And yeah. He said, you know, I'm able to disagree with someone on some things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you've ever agreed with the president, and you know, it's so true. She's just so like, she jumps on.
Yeah.
And she's the one who's on against him, you know?
Yeah. But like, no, I think if he gets in, I think, and this is my like being optimistic this week, I think he'll have 2 years to get stuff done before the midterms when everyone will be so sick of him that they'll vote Democrats into a majority in Congress and then he'll get nothing done. Assuming that Republicans are in a majority in Congress this year, which might not even happen. And if he gets that 2 years, I think he'll only probably get one of his big flagship projects done. I think it'll probably be the wall. I think the wall might not be as horrendous.
What do you mean 2 years?
Well, like, if he gets a 4-year term, like, the most time he'll have with a Republican Congress who will support his crap is 2 years, because there's no way they'll keep Congress for 4 years with him in the White House. There'll be too much public infuriation, like, fury.
Well, I think what is that? He will, you know, he'll buckle down, he'll stop the ridiculousness the second he gets into office. So, like, I really don't feel like he'll keep that shit up. He has no reason to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The wall, you know, it's just because it's easy for them to grasp.
I don't think he wants.
It's easy for me.
I don't think he has no interest in building the wall. The wall is just sort of the cover
for
his thing. But, like, if he actually did want to, I think he could. Like, he could use, like, you know, trade embargoes and stuff to get it built and to force them to pay something. And I think.
It's related.
But I don't think the wall would really make any difference whatsoever because. Like the
Do you know the fence currently? That's doing nothing.
But like net migration is at zero at the moment. There's more people leaving. There's more people going back to Mexico every year than there are coming to the States because the Mexico economy is actually improving.
It's insanity to me that that's not an issue and he's running on that issue.
Yeah. Oh no, that's what the election's all about, is making non-issues into issues, like the transgender bathroom thing, that the way that Cruz says, you know, transgender men going to be raping little girls in the bathroom, like as if that's ever happened in the history of America. It's just not a thing. And also,
as if they haven't existed, and this has never shown up. Have they all been holding it until now? Like,
yeah. And also, the big thing is voter fraud, where they have this ID law to prevent the huge scourge of voter fraud, which doesn't allow black people who don't have a passport or driver's license to vote. And if like on the newsroom, there was a bit when there was an episode where Jeff Daniels' character says like in the 2012 election, there were, you know, 100 million Americans voted or whatever. And there were 115 cases of voter fraud in the entire country. And they make this into a big national issue just so that the Republicans are able to essentially cheat the system by keeping turnout amongst blacks and Hispanics down.
How do they? You can never run on a campaign saying we want more voter fraud, so that's never going to go away either.
Yeah. But like, you can just say the voter fraud is not real. It's not a real thing. 115 cases out of 100 million votes. That's like, you know, 0.0003%, like 0.0001%. Like, it's absurd. It's a little less. It's
just, I can't. It's unfathomable. Chloe, Jesus. Why did she say that if she wasn't going to join?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. What was I going to say? I had one more thing to say about that. Now I'm just trying to think. Cruz is a maniac, anyway. You know.
Oh yeah, no, he's much worse. I'm very glad he's gone. But like, I don't know.
For Rubio,
it's such a bore.
In terms of.
Hmm?
Oh, I'm loving it. I don't like I. I'm not sure. I've only followed.
I've lost my last one. I've been following it since. Last April, I'm just tired of it now. Like the election, the generals that I was excited for were like Rubio and Bernie. I thought that would be really fun. Or Jeb and Bernie. Or Rand Paul and Bernie. Rand Paul and Hillary would have been okay because Rand Paul is such an insane guy. I love him. He's great. The libertarian.
I love it. Trump, you know, Trump. Who would he choose, though? in terms of a VP, would it be Kasich or
no, Christie? Christie or
yeah, no, well, Rubio's Hispanic, so that makes sense in terms of
both. Trump knows he's gone too far. I think Trump knows even Rubio can't win back Hispanics. Like, if you look at how Rubio was polling with Hispanics when he was running against Trump, it wasn't overwhelmingly good enough to, because like the Hispanics love Hillary, like that's the thing. They've been warmed towards her by her defense of them the last year. So there's no way they're going to go for Trump just because he has Rubio on the ticket. So like, as Rubio or Trump, I think is just going to go for another blowhard like Christie or somebody. I think Rubio is too quiet and he's not supporting him. Rubio's been speaking out against him, as has Bush, and
my money's on Kasich for the VP.
Maybe. He's a dull person.
Republican woman, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
And did you see Trump's post on Facebook when he's eating a meal?
I love Hispanics.
Great. Jesus Brilliant. Christ. I'm down with the Negroes.
Oh, that's fantastic. He's such a, and I bet it worked. I bet a lot of people were like, oh shit, he actually loves Hispanics.
He values me. Someone yeah. sitting at home. Or, jefe, that, no, I'm not going to even try that. Never mind.
Oh, he's such a master of advertising. It's fantastic.
It's the fact that you can take, you know, a man with that hair and that face and that body and have him with, you know, vocab of an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, up there is in the most popular country right now. In the world.
It's the 21st century for you. That's what happens when you have too much TV.
Yeah, this has been terrible ever since Sanders is pretty much gone. You know, even though he's not dropping up soon since he's like outraised Hillary tenfold, you know.
Yeah, it's, I know. Anyway, I've lost my enthusiasm. But,
for some reason, the superdelegate thing in the Democratic thing is just...
They ruined it for him. It's completely ruined it, yeah.
They choose exactly who they want.
Hmm.
It's basically, my vote is better than your vote, is exactly what they're saying there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Democratic Party, oh, so undemocratic. But, you know, they have their internal cheating, and then the GOP have the whole voter fraud, stopping blacks from voting in the general thing. So they're all just as bad.
I just think it's weird. It doesn't make sense to me that Trump would win without.
Yeah.
There's some funny business with the Republicans going on. Definitely that they want him. I don't think this thing. Oh, Republicans! It's like one of those clickbait ads. Republicans hate him. You know, he's doing it bad.
Ellen DeGeneres hates this woman for her skin. Yeah.
Doctors hate him.
Yeah.
A quick trick for it. What about What about Irish politics?
Yeah, I was just about to say, do you have strong opinions about the new government? Because I don't, really.
I it's possible opinions. Like, I can't even think.
Yeah.
What's this of the water charges being suspended?
Yeah, they're going to be, just because Enda needed to, you know, suck some dick to get back
that's
a dog.
That's silliness. That's absolutely
No, but like the Fine Gael, like as bad as Labour were and doing shit, they were still doing Labour shit and they were pulling Fine Gael to the left. And now that they're gone, it's all just springing back. And you're already seeing in the plan for government that there's a thing about like child benefit payments being related to a child's school attendance. So if a child misses too many days of school, they're going to cut child benefit off. I mean, that's Thatcherite.
That's fucking. What? And just,
you can see them slowly start to punish the working classes for the treatment they've been getting from Labour the last 5 years, and it's disgusting. Like, and it's really, really awful.
And the child with chronic illness gets nothing.
And Leo Varadkar, as the Minister for Social Protection, is worrying. He is not a very compassionate individual.
If I had to choose out of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and Sinn Féin, and Labour, it's always going to be Labour every time.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I didn't give Labour
Did I give Labour anything in the election? I gave Derek Nolan number 8. Did you vote?
I didn't sign up. I wasn't signed up in time.
Oh. Well, I think I gave Derek Nolan number 8 or something, and I gave Sinn Féin number 5. Because I just thought they might actually have a chance of getting into government, but that wasn't like. But I was very wary of Sinn Féin coming up to the campaign. I'm kind of intolerant of them now.
Need another 20 or 30 years before we can vote for Féin. You know, just since the old, you know, terrorism thing.
Like I wasn't
need to wait for that.
I was just sort of like I was thinking. Well, I don't think that's going to play any part in their sort of Irish domestic policy. So I don't think it's relevant to think about that. But just in terms of the way they ran their campaign and the stuff that Jerry was saying and his sort of pushing for abolition of the Special Criminal Court, which I think is so stupid, I was just like, this is not these are not a party who I want to be associated with supporting on my first time voting and stuff.
Yeah. 5th is pretty high. I did you stick the Green Man in there?
I put the Green Man in 4th, I guess. Yeah. Let me think. Maybe Sinn Féin was 6th, because I had Social Democrats, Catherine Connolly, anti-austerity.
Yeah, that's what we...
And then I think I had... Yeah, and then I had Mike Cupboard, Green, Sinn Féin, and then a bunch of... And then I just threw a couple of the funny independents in, and then Labour, and then Eamon O'Queeve, number 10.
You know, Eamon O'Queeve getting rid of the O in his name, so he's Eamon Queeve, so he'd be higher up in the ballot.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But Clark did. The Sinn Féin guy did that.
His name's Aaron Aardvark, so he's first.
Yeah, exactly. Eamon Aardvark.
There's something about the simplicity. I find it so funny that Washington said, you know, I never want a two-party system in America. For some goddamn reason, that is the most entertaining thing in world politics, just having two. It's the fact that in Irish politics, there's so many stuff people can't grasp it. I really struggle with it, you know. I line up with Social Democrats, obviously.
Mm.
Just in terms of any even remotely socialist view.
Yeah.
I would prefer Sinn Féin. If you could get Sinn Féin, change the name and change everyone in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just keep the political views. I'd vote for them. Green Party is very high up in this family. I don't know. Obviously, I think that the Green. Their message is the most more important than any of the other drama of the other stuff, but they're just terrible politicians. They're fucking terrible. And they'll never.
I don't know. People Before Profit, like Richard Boy Barrett, I think is a competent guy, and I think he is very principled, and I respect him a great deal. But I think the candidates that the Anti-Austerity Alliance ran around the country, abysmal. Like Tommy Houlihan, I don't think I want in a departmental position in government. But you know, he's a decent person. He has good attitude.
He's not the worst. His mustache is a crime, but
yeah, he's a reactive. Like he's a sort of person who goes along to town hall meetings and shouts. But that's not the person that you want to vote for. You want to vote for somebody who agrees with and represents that person, but has a university education and is really well read. And like, I mean, I've heard Tommy Houlihan speaking quite a few times, and I'm not sure that description really applies to him.
I vote for the person who is making other people shout at him.
Yeah.
You know, you want the person doing the thing.
Yeah.
Instead of it's so easy to agree. Jeez, it's been an hour since I came on almost now.
All right, well, yeah, I thought it looked there for a sec like Chloe might come on, or what the fuck is her name? Wait, is that her name?
Yeah, Chloe.
But Killian misspelled Killian misspelled it, so it confused me. He spelled it without a H. Ugh.
He said rape, which women vote for, so yeah. No. Don't use that.
I'm not going to the effort of editing this, so you're just going to have to apologize and say you were joking. Because it's not like anyone's listening. Well, they might be, but...
We're getting curious.
This is going to be like if somebody in the future, 20 years from now, goes and looks, like, this is probably after I'm dead, goes and looks at the JL Show feed on iTunes, and they start listening. They start listing in reverse from the end because, you know, the episodes that list at the top. And this is going to be the third one from the top.
You know what? That's something to me.
Out of 250, right, this is the third one from the top. And you get to be on it.
You know what? I'm running for office. And, you know, I say I love Labour and I hate people in Sinn Féin. And I'm going to be, you know, playing against Labour for Sinn Féin.
Well, you can always let me know if you want things removed, as I've said to everybody over the last 5 years.
Listen. I do not care. I do not care.
No, but I'm saying you might care if you're running for office in the future. That's my point. Like, I will. If I run for office, listen, I'm doing all this stuff. Hmm?
Knowing the way you are, even if I needed you to remove it, I think you wouldn't, just in terms of it would be proof. I think that this don't jeopardize the integrity of this as a log.
Yeah, I'd still have it in my personal records though, so whatever. Whoa, 10 p.m. Okay, I'll tell you what happened at this exact time. This exact time, 6 months ago today, on Friday, 13th of November, the last Friday the 13th. Ooh. 6 months from today, you know what happened at this exact time? The Bataclan attack.
What?
And we were recording a podcast when it happened. Killian and I and Dara Clifford were on here, and the news broke, and Killian didn't give a shit. And then I finished it, and we all got very panicky about it. Well, I did.
I spoke to you for 2 or 3 hours that night, actually, mm-hmm. in the chat.
I can't believe that was 6 months ago.
That's insane, because I was giving information to my family from you, because you were the quicker source than the news.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess I was.
No, it's almost like I was doing something. There's like 19 more people dead, and then 5 minutes later it comes on the news, and they're like...
The news doesn't use the internet as a source, and that's its biggest mistake.
Do you know what happened to me? Last night, I have to admit, I watched the results of the Eurovision semi-final, just hoping Ireland would get in for a lap, and they did not.
I didn't want them getting in because I want them to realize that that kind of music is unacceptable to have representing the country, that kind of individual as a figurehead, and that it needs to be shut down.
This podcast is better than fucking Nicky Byrne on 2FM.
Significantly better, yeah. Well... Chloe Rooney's gone. Anyway. All right, Chloe Rooney, everybody, has a message for you listeners, our good friend. I enjoyed talking to you guys again, and good luck with your podcast, Lucy. Okay, that's nice of her. That's Chloe Rooney, who appeared on a handful of episodes over the years.
Nice to get a text in from fans, you know. So keep them coming, 51552.
Yeah.
What were we saying there? Rooney, I haven't heard her voice. I don't remember. Can you direct me to the show that she's on?
Okay.
Which she is.
You see, she's somebody who like would have like popped up at the end of the show and been like, hello? So she was on a show with you called Community Games.
Like you just kept trying to convince good looking I was. I remember that.
Yeah. She's on the episode Community Games. She's on a bit of our Cat in the Hat thing that Killian and I did in August. She's on.
I'm assuming if I was with her, was doing a bit, I wouldn't stop doing a bit. So I think I really like that one. So okay. I don't know.
Anyway.
I vaguely remember her, but I remember her being silent most of the time.
Yeah. Well, this is the final show, the final episode of the JL Show, everybody, that we're ever going to do on Google Hangouts. So thank you, Google Hangouts, for being an invaluable tool over the last 5 years.
Mediocre. Yeah.
And Callum here, representing the sort of subculture of people who I encountered through the internet, who then came to be on the podcast, and who I formed great positive relationships with. So thank you, Callum, for
intensely
the show, and thanks to Chloe Rooney, and thanks to also former contributor of the podcast, Jade Healy.
Yes, sir. Why would we throw out thanks to people that have come on?
Hmm?
I think we're giving thanks to everyone who's been on. I think Kieran Scully deserves a shout out.
I have it. Kieran's like going to be on next week's episode probably because he's, you know, local.
Host.
The locals, they can be on whenever they want because I just have to walk down the hall and they're there.
Is he? Yeah, he's part of it. Yeah. Okay. What other guests have you had? As you know.
That's kind of it. This is really the three of you that I haven't had on in person.
I've enjoyed my time here. It's nice to have a conversation without buffoonery from Killian as being talked over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Podcasting. So I think we're going to sign up.
Remind the listeners, we've only met in person three times.
Have we?
Only two of which I remember.
I do not remember one of those either. When were they? We went in that town, obviously, on that fateful day. I remember that day. Yeah. Then when?
We met at Owen Coughlin's birthday.
Yeah. Was there another one?
And I don't really remember much of it either, but there is photographic evidence that we met at David Robb's.
There was not, did we?
We're in a photo together from it, so yeah.
Well, I declined to speak about that. Well, let's move on.
All right.
I have no memory.
I don't think we engaged, but like, I did see you briefly. Where is it?
Oh,
I have a photo. Here you go.
When you were on,
we're both in this photo. What? See, you're there in the red, and I'm
Lucien.
And I'm back here. That's me.
Lucien.
There.
I remember because you when you arrived, I walked down the driveway to see you, and I spoke to you, and I clearly remember that. No. When you were walking up the driveway, houses on your right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we've met thrice. That's not too bad. And I'll probably see you again in GTI and on your next show. So, okay. That's all for me. Yeah.
You're never setting foot in the GTI.
God, no. I don't want to catch disability.
Your school has 100% college attendance. You're not going near the GTA.
It's nice that you have you'll be able to park in the disabled spots with your degree from GTI.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you for coming on to the podcast, Callum. You've been a great guest.
Oh my
Godspeed.
Good night.
When you say you're cutting off the throne, I tell them you're not home. No place to hide. You're fighting as a soldier on their side. You're still a soldier in your mind, but nothing's on the line. You say it's money that we need, as if we're only mouths to feed. I know no matter what you say, there's some debts you'll never pay. Working for the church while your family dies. You take what they give you and you keep it inside. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, go at it alone.